life, sex, goals, and oh, hell knows, this is Midlife Craving.
A nympho meets a prude and then they get into a relationship together. Not necessarily all true, but I am finally addressing the biggest question that I get since I started this show. You know, Adrian, how do I get my partner to match my sex drive? This question comes from both men and women, by the way. I do want to note that. But before we get started, this is a midlife podcast after all, and I want to talk about something. I want to talk to you about happiness. When you think about life and the ages, you know, that we go through, I feel like ages 0 through 25 are probably the most happy in your life. And partly, I think it's because ignorance is bliss. Life hasn't gotten heavy yet. And although you may feel a little lost and you're worried about what everyone else is thinking of you and how you can impress your friends and family, whatever, you're still really fucking happy because life hasn't happened to you yet. You know what I'm saying? 24 through 45 is when shit gets real. You're making big life decisions, having kids, getting a mortgage, you know, legally defining shit. Life stressors become very real and very present in your life. People that you love, friends and family are start going through things, illnesses, and some may even die. It's around this midlife phase, especially, I feel like life can get very hard very fast. And I kind of feel like it happens overnight. I swear, you know, in the last year alone, I think about, you know, my major house issues and then health issues, personal problems. And I mean, so many of my loved ones are going through some pretty serious shit right now. I wish I could share more, but it seems to be everywhere. And everyone I know, someone's going through something. And it's kind of all happening at once. Dare I say, you know, the midlife years, they're some of the toughest and probably some of the most unhappy. I'm not trying to dwell on that, but it's just kind of feeling like that. And then I think about how, you know, you progress to your later 40s and 60s and you make it through these things. These situations have strengthened you, humbled you, and I think you start to appreciate life and who you are. You accept yourself fully. And although you may not be as young and energetic as you once were before, you're really happy. You made it. You know what I mean? And most of us will make it there. Why am I talking about this? I've said it before many times on this show. It is okay to not be okay. This phase is hard. And, you know, sometimes it really sucks. I feel like people just don't even talk about it either. But I do want to say this is about the journey and we're all in this together. And I feel like that happiness, it's awaiting. Like I can see it. You know what I mean? Like I said, it feels like it happens overnight and life just starts hitting you hard and fast. You know, I like it hard. But I just want to say that if you're feeling this way, you're not alone. You know, life can be life in and it can be very heavy at times. I mean, I wish I could share what is going on in my life and in my friends' lives and my family's life. But I just want to say that we are all in this together. Okay. All right. Now, let's get into what I really want to talk about today. And that is mismatched sex drives in relationships. I took too many notes for this episode. I keep finding myself like, where am I looking? Where am I going? Although I do promise at the end, I'm going to give you some personal updates. I know you guys want to hear about Mike. I have a bunch of future stuff coming up that I'll tell you about. And I promise you, I am going to get you that episode about the lifestyle party. I will not disappoint you. Okay. When we talk about, like I said, the number one question I get from a lot of people is, you know, Adrian, how do I get my partner to have the same sex drive as me? I want it more than them. Or, you know, my partner wants it all the time. I really don't know how to satisfy him. You know, I wish I had your sex drive, whatever it may be. And I just want to say I can relate to this so much. I've kind of been on both ends. In my marriage, I was not interested in having sex. I know, even for me, right? But I wasn't. And then in my last relationship, you know, he couldn't keep up with me and I was the one that was getting rejected and I was the one that always wanted more. And so it's really hard to find that balance. So I just want to tell you, I relate. I'm going to give you some things and some tips and some ways that I think can help improve that for you. Okay. I want to start by saying that everything, I truly mean everything when it comes to fixing anything in your relationship begins with communication. Okay. It's funny to me how present sex is in our lives. You know, it's everywhere. And it's so important to majority of us. However, it's still a very tough subject to discuss, especially with our partners. Let's change that. Okay. I will say that is one thing that I have improved in my life over the last couple of years is I no longer settle. I no longer not speak up, you know, my needs, wants, and desires, especially with my partner. And it has made an incredible difference in my life, especially my sex life. Okay. I think you have to have a safe, healthy, and effective communication partner, communication with your partner to have the emotional content. I can't fucking speak. I hate when I write too many notes. This is what happens. Okay. I think that you have to have a safe, healthy, and effective communication channel with your partner in order to have an emotional connection. That leads to a much more fulfilling physical one. I had to get that out. I'm not going to be reading all these notes. It's too much. You know, I really do believe that. You know, I think about with, you know, my ex-husband and how I hid things and hid who I was from him. And then especially in my last relationship with my ex-boyfriend, I hid toys. I didn't tell him, you know, things that I wanted to do or things that I was into. And I should have just said something. I either could have changed the situation with them, because how are they going to know how to fix something if they aren't even aware? Or I could have just saved myself a lot of time, right? And ended the relationship when I needed to. I want to say that I think the very scariest thing when it comes to communicating with your partner is just having that first conversation, that first talk, you know? You don't know how your partner's going to respond. You don't know if you're going to regret speaking to them about it. But if you ask me, I feel like not speaking about it, that alternative is far worse. And so let's talk about some steps that I suggest taking when I tell you communication cannot be underrated. Like, that is number one, first and foremost. Okay. And you got to find the right time. It can't be like in bed. It can't be like right after you have a romp. It can't be like when you're in the middle of dinner with the kids or a stressful situation or just walking through the door. Like, make sure it's a calm, you know, bring it up with your partner when it's the right time. That's huge too. I always tell people that. Okay. So my first suggestion is truly, this is for real, okay? Define with your partner what you're into and what exactly their needs are as well. And something simple you can do is you can ask your partner, you know, from 1 to 10, where would you rate your sex drive? You know, like, where would you rate how important sex is to you? That really does help simplify things. So that's a great icebreaker way to start the conversation with your partner. And then you can gauge how high is their sex drive? What are the expectations to them there? And then also, you know, what is important to them? What are they into? You know, it's amazing to me how many people do not share with their partners that they really love using toys, that they're hiding toys, right? Or that they've dabbled into the world of BDSM before and they want to explore that relationship again, but they're too scared to talk to their partner. Be specific, get detailed, and talk it out with your partner and truly define, you know, what are you into? What number are we at here? I think that's a really good place to start. I also want you to think about redefining what successful sex means to you. Okay. Sex doesn't always have to be penetration. I know. I can't believe I'm saying that. But it really doesn't. You know, intimacy matters just as much. I have finally found, you know, a healthy relationship with partners in my life. And I've noticed that the intimacy is so much more now. When you're having these discussions, when you're exploring new things together, it really does build that bond, trust, and gives you that opportunity to be closer and more connected with your partner, leading to more penetration. Okay. So I want you to redefine what successful sex is. This might mean cuddling, massages, showering together, any other sexual activities other than intercourse, you know, mutual masturbation. That's a real thing and it's hot. Or even just having oral sex, you know what I mean? Like just have an oral sex session and that's it. By the way, that's great foreplay and also can definitely want you to, you're going to be wanting it later. Okay. But really, truly redefine what successful sex can mean for you. I will tell you, with all of the kitten time that Mike and I have been having, I never realized just how sensual and how hot and how erotic massage can be. It starts off very relaxing and then it becomes teasing. And the next thing you know, I'm like, I want to fuck. Like, I want to fuck now. Okay. I'm drinking coffee and it's like 5 o'clock. I'm that kind of person that can drink coffee and then just go right to bed. Okay. I also want to talk, I want you to talk with your partner about, you know, quantity versus quality. I feel like some people are just like, just get it done, get it over with. And I would rather have I'm saying this for real. I would rather have quality sex twice a week than you know, average, you know, quickies 5-6 times a week. I really would. I would rather have that quality time, the quality sexcapade than just forced, hurry up and go, get it done, check the box sex. Okay. Like, so talk about that quality over quantity. I want you to talk about your likes, your dislikes, your preferences. And it's, you know, it's critical for both partners to feel fulfilled by the sexual experience. And so what does that mean for you? And then also, like, for the quantity, like, what would it, how many times a week would you want that? You know what I mean? Like, really talk openly with your partner about that. I think that's important. And again, like, you don't want to have that check the box sex. It's just, it's not sexy. Okay. All right. Next, I want you to try new things. I talk about that all the time on this show. Learn more about sex together. Dabble into the world of BDSM. See what's out there. You know, go to, I think it's BDSM or some BDSMtests.org. If you just Google BDSM tests, you can go in there and you can find out what your preferences are, and it will like spit out these reviews of like percentages, you know, like I'm 100% a brat and a rope bunny or whatever. And you'll be like, well, what's a rope bunny? What's a brat? And you'll start Googling and then you'll see like, what's a dom submissive relationship? What's impact play? All of those things. Just learn and explore more. Okay. You can learn about kinks. There's so much out there. And also, can we talk about my favorite thing? Toys. You know, toys are not your competition. They are your tag team partner in the bedroom. I personally use toys, I would say 9 times out of 10 in the bedroom with my partner, just because I use them so much. I think it's unreasonable for me to put that pressure on my partner to make me climax every time when I am so used to climaxing with toys. And that's something that I have to work on. You know, I got to take breaks from them and I try not to use toys, you know, when I'm flying to go see Mike or whatever, like a week before. But still, I like the toys. They get me off and it's the way I like coming. And so I use toys in the bedroom. If you and your partner have never used a toy before, I highly recommend Coco on tracysdog.com. She is not intimidating at all and is super, super silent, very quiet toy. Or P-Cat, because P-Cat, she's going to get you there every time. That's my new favorite toy. I can't get enough of her. I fly with her to see Mike every trip. And yes, I fly with her fully charged. They don't say anything right on my carry-on. People were asking me about that. But get your partner a toy or surprise your partner with a toy, right? And say, hey, look what I've been using and exploring. I really like this. And if you're buying a toy for your partner, please, please, please allow them to play and explore with that toy on their own first. Let them learn how they like to use it, the different settings, how it feels in their body, where they like it best. That's a pro tip. So allow them to play with it first and then introduce it with you. You know, talk about your fantasies with each other. And then one of my favorite things to do is make a fantasy list. Have a fantasy list. You can share it on the notes on your phone with them. You can add to it. And it kind of is like a fun idea for date nights. If you want to see mine, ping me over on Instagram at Midlife Craving and I'll show you my example. I keep a running list. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, Mike and I are just, I'm obsessed with kitten time with him. We haven't really stepped out of that. I need to change things up. Now I'm thinking about it. He isn't complaining and we talk about it, but we need to make our own specific fantasy list. So make a fantasy list with your partner. Okay. Just try new things. All right. All right. Here's when I say my next suggestion for bridging the gap between you and your partner's sex drives. Here we go. I want you to schedule sex. I know. It sounds dreadful, right? Like I love spontaneous sex too. That is my fucking thing. But, you know, life gets busy and it gets crazy. And I want to remind you, back when you were dating, when you first got together, think about it. When you're planning dates and scheduling events and you're like, hey, we should go here. Hey, we should do that. You're kind of sort of, you're scheduling sex. Like, you know, you're going to get it on. You know, you're going to have sex. And so think of it that way. Start dating each other again and see what happens. I promise you, it's not the worst idea in the world. Schedule the sex. Book a hotel room. Schedule a date night. You know, keep it consistent. And, you know, think about it that way. You know, by default back then, you were actually scheduling sex. So now we're just doing that again. And I think it's going to work for you. So schedule that sex. Do it. Okay. The next thing I really want you to do, and I know this is hard, especially for me, because I feel like in my last relationship, I was really judged and criticized and shamed for when I would give suggestions like how I wanted a sex swing. Okay. But I want to get back to the communication thing. And I want you to truly talk to your partner brutally, honestly, about how this impacts you, how this makes you feel, and what you two can do to improve and have a happier and healthier sex life together. Because let's be, it's fucking vital. Okay. It is so vital. I heard a story, and I don't know if I should share this, but fuck it. I heard a story about this girl, and she was taking a bath and she was feeling good. And she called out to her husband and she said, hey, come in here. And, you know, she's in the bath and she's naked. And she said, can you bring me my rose? And he went in the bathroom and like threw it at her. And she was initiating. She was like, hey, like, come in here. Like, let's have sex. And he like gave her the rose and then like walked away. And that doesn't feel good. Right. And then even I think afterwards she got in bed, went to bed, no moves, you know, nothing happened, no action. And it can fuck with you. It can, you know, reduce your self-esteem. It made me feel like every time I've ever been rejected, and I've been rejected plenty, especially in my last relationship, and it made me feel like shit. And then you're like, fuck that. I'm not asking anymore. I'm just going to stop asking. How many times have you heard that before? Right. And it doesn't feel good. So really be honest. And talk to your partner and find a good balance. Okay. Like it's vital. And it was funny because when I was talking about it, I thought to myself, God, what is she going to do? You know, it's like what's the alternative? Because if he's not going to change, if he's not willing, you know, I don't know. It's tough. And this is a big reason why people have affairs. This is a big reason why people break up. You know, that intimacy and that connection and your sex life it's vital in your relationship. And so keep things together and just be brutally honest, because if you're not honest now, you're going to be honest later. Okay. All right. My last suggestion, and I love this one because I feel like it's made for me. I feel like it's definitely the way I'm going to be moving forward in all of my relationships. And I know it's not for everyone, but I do want to say, consider an open relationship. I have been in the lifestyle for 3 years now, and the couples that I know in the relationship, and we've all been friends for a really long time, that duration, I've never seen people so happy. I've never seen couples where I'm like, I love their love. And I truly see how happy they are. It's funny because when I look around the room, like in my life, and I see friends and family, whatever, it's very rare where I say, wow, they seem really happy. And when I'm with my lifestyle friends, and I know I don't know it all, but majority of them are really fucking happy and thriving. And I think that is a surefire way to help take the pressure off of your partner. Like if they're not in, God, the variety is everything. Like the spice of life and the lifestyle, it really is. Like, you know, I'm into this. Well, she's not. Like even with a couple that I love hanging out with, like, you know, I'll let you give me a facial and I'm really into deep throating or whatever. And she's like, oh my gosh, yes, do that for him. Because, and she really, you know, maybe she's more of a lover than I am. And these are all things where you can explore and change up the routine and get things from other people, which, by the way, everyone's consenting adults. This is fully ethical, you know, ethical non-monogamy. Consider it. Like, it may be a good option for you. Okay. If you want any advice about open relationships or where to get started or my journey in the lifestyle, please, please, please reach out to me over on Instagram. You can send me a DM anytime. You can also email me midlifecraving@gmail.com. I really love hearing from you guys. I mean it when I say I want to be like your sex positive bestie. So I'm a safe place and you can reach out to me anytime. So consider an open relationship. Just consider it. Okay. All right. I want to wrap this up because I want to say, you know, navigating this subject with your partner, it's going to have some ups and downs. It's not always going to be perfect, but please know it's a journey worth taking with one another. God, what is it? 50 something? Is it over 50% of people, you know, their relationships, their marriage ends in divorce? You know, work on that. And really, if you have a strong foundation with someone, because I have so many people that say, I love my wife, I love my husband, but we don't have enough sex, like, fix that. You know what I mean? Like, realize how important it is for your partner. Don't lose, you know, the love of your life because of something like that. Like, work it out together. Sweeping these intimacy issues under the rug is just going to make things worse. And it's going to make you're going to keep feeling stuck. Like, I describe it as purgatory. Okay. And I feel like with practice, non-judgmental and empathetic communication, you can tackle these mismatched libidos and intimacy can thrive with your partner. Okay. I truly, truly believe in that. Okay. Okay. I feel like I had so many notes for that. I'm going to give you a quick update with me and then I'm out. Okay. Things with Mike are going very well. I spent the weekend with him in Georgia last weekend and it was a ton of kitten time, quality time. You know, let me talk about like kind of, and it was funny because I said to him, I said, you know, Mike, do you feel like we're in a routine? You know, like I'm having this open communication with him all the time. And it's just so fun and so hot. Plus, I'm just like a spoiled little brat and he doesn't seem to mind. But this is what I like to like get in bed and then have a long massage. Like that's like seriously some of the best part. And then he teases me just right. He's so good with his hands. And then my favorite thing, I'm telling you, is those macaroni and cheese sounds. Okay. Like I love that shit. It's so hot. And then oral. And then penetration. And then my new favorite thing is I love to have him finish inside of me. And then I grab P-Cat and I use her to finish. Like I use his like cum as lube. That's like my new favorite thing to do. And it's so fucking hot. By the way, when we're talking about all these toys from tracysdog.com, remember you can use code CRAVERS20, that's CRAVERS20, and get 20%. So when we're talking about Coco and P-Cat, or, you know, the OG clit sucker. They have amazing toys on their website. Oh, big news. Spoiler alert here. Actually, no one knows, but they are coming out with a new bullet vibrator. I actually just got sent the prototype the other day and I was like, oh my God, finally. It's beautiful and I'm so excited about it. So big things coming. So head over to tracysdog.com and use that promotion code CRAVERS20 to get 20% off of your entire order. And they have sales all the time. So head over there. Okay. All right. This week I am off to Orlando. It's Mike's birthday. We're going to spend time with him and I'm going to Disney World. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure that you are following along with me over on Instagram at Midlife Craving. I'll be sharing a lot in my stories. I always do. I always try to over there. And if you're watching this on YouTube, yes, you can watch me on YouTube now if you're only listening. Please like and subscribe and do all the things. Comment. I always try to comment back. I'm really trying to grow that channel and I think I'm going to start going live on there. I'm thinking Tuesdays I might start going live. I need to do something more consistent with, you know, communicating and hanging out with you guys because I really like that back and forth whenever I go live on Instagram or live on TikTok. Also, I have a hot date coming up with one of my favorite couples. I've talked about Mia before. I have not seen her since like early December and I miss them so much. I'm going to be going to a lifestyle event and then we got a room after. I'm very excited about that. Then I'm going back to Georgia. There's so much stuff going on and I promise you I will get that bonus episode out or maybe the next episode. Who knows how, you know, life is just lifing and just taking me there. So I will let you guys know. I will talk about the lifestyle party though. I pinky promise. Okay. So I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Send me a comment. And especially, you know, I know a lot of you listen to this and I know you in real life. Like, say hello. I miss you guys. And I want to get back to communicating more and just really reaching out and having that communication with you guys. So, all right, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.